Okay, Eamon, I would suggest not the best Letterkenny Rovers performance of the season, so perhaps you might be happy enough to take the point.
I'm happy enough with the point. We're probably missing two of our, I won't say our best players, but I mean, they're up there with the best, and we didn't have them today, so that was a bit of a setback. We had to change the formation and little things like that there, but all in all, with having to do all that, I'm quite pleased with the performance.
Yeah, Coghill Celtic created plenty of chances in the first half, but yet and all, it was Letterkenny who led at the break. Two goals from BJ Banda, and he was clinical in front of goal, Eamon.
Yeah, well, that's BJ. He's if he gets a chance, he normally puts him away. And he was going well for us before Christmas, and so now he's starting back again, and that's a big plus for us. But you know, in saying that, it's a top of the table clash. It's going to be a hard game. There's going to be chances going a begging, and if you're able to take them, well, then you're always in with a chance. And we took probably maybe the two chances that did fall to us.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you weren't really able to take it on then in the early stages of the second half. Coghill went in search of the equaliser, and they probably got it, deservedly so, because they had a couple of chances before that too.
Well, I don't know. I disagree with you there. I thought we came out in the second half. I thought we started well. It was a terrible, terrible mistake by us that led to the goal. And to be fair to Malachy, it was as good a strike as you'll see at any football match. So I think it was that goal brought them back into it. I felt we were doing quite well for that first beginning of the second half. And you know, maybe if they didn't get that goal as early on as they did, it might have been a different game.
Right. Well, 2-2 in the end, and both teams will have to be happy with the share of the spoils, Eamon. And so it's as you were at the top end of the table. Still a long way to go, but it'll be interesting to see now how things pan out the next few weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, we still feel we're in the league. We have the League Cup, we have the FAI Cup, and we have the Nacala Cup. So we have a lot to play for. I mean, it's not all about today. It's about the season. It's about giving fellas games and stuff like that there. Naturally, everybody wants to win the league, so do we. But, you know, we still have an awful lot to look forward to. And I think that result today keeps us in it, and it hopefully gets us a chance to get our two best players back.
Yeah, and one of those players, Eamon, can I ask you about that, Conor Tourish getting the call up to an international selection? That's always nice to see.
Yeah, well, Conor's a fantastic player. He's playing with us from the start of the season. Hasn't missed a night's training. Has worked very, very hard in every game. And, he definitely deserves his call-up. I'm sure if the amateur manager was there in Dublin last Sunday, he would see for himself the talent that Conor has and how fit he is. So it's no surprise to us, and we're just absolutely delighted for him.
All right, Gerry Gill, Coghill Celtic. What's your thoughts after that? It was a real battle.
It was a battle. We always knew it was going to be a battle. And you bring the well around it, and you bring the pitch here. It was difficult to play on. But, you know, you're always going to get a battle against Letterkenny. The boys, like, they're always up for the battle. Like, we know we'll back ourselves 10 out of 10 to match any team in this league or any league. Like, and it was a good battle. Like, and we fought well. And we didn't play as well as we wanted in the first half. A couple of chances probably got away from us. But good character in the second half to come back in. And we should have picked up all 3 points there at the end.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because of the number of chances you guys created, especially in the first half, Gerry. And it was kind of strange because you just went in 2-1 at half time, having dominated that first 45.
Aye, that's it. Like, it's you kind of get them in games that you boss a game kind of in the first half, and times chances come back, they haunt you. But not on this occasion, but we could have been a bit more. We could have been 2-3 up in the first half. We had took our chances, and we created a lot in the second half as well. But again, the rub of the green just didn't go our way.
A good equaliser from Malachy McDermott. I think when the game was a 2-1, whoever got the next goal was going to be key. And thankfully for you, Mal struck a wonderful equaliser.
That's it. Like, if Letterkenny had got it and make it 3-1, no, you could probably say maybe game over. But we knew ourselves, like, we were always back ourselves for a goal. Maldo, he speaks in the changing room there half-time, and he kind of went on and won, but it seems they've worked. Like, he struck it well. It's a great finish, and he's always up for the big goals in the big games.
Yeah. Letterkenny just weren't really at it today, Gerry. I'm not too sure what that was about. And you seemed to dominate things in midfield. Yourself and Mal in there played well, and your two wide men, McColgan getting forward from left back, they were all, you know, big moments in the match.
Aye, they are. Like, we always know it's going to be a battle in the middle of the field, and usually it comes down to whoever wins the battle in the middle of the field will ultimately come out on top. But I know myself, Miles, he's a warrior in there, and I know I'll give 110%, Jimmy beside me. And you've like the new boys like Lee's come in there, he's been unbelievable there in that left side. You know, he can play, he can put a ball in the box, he's work rate. And that's like, we know Letterkenny haven't won. That's four games in the bounce now they haven't won. Like, we knew if we had to put this one to bed that it would have probably knocked them for six. But it's a kind of one of them ones that we're still on top now and we'll bag ourselves the whole way now.
Yeah, because 3 points between you, same amount of games played. How do you see things shaping out now over the next few weeks?
Well, it's at this stage now, it's ours to lose, really. We're 3 points ahead. We're where we want to be coming into this stage of the season. And we know ourselves, we always kick on now in the second half of the season. We've boys coming back from injury. We've boys just looking flying fit there at the minute. No, Lawrence is coming back in there now. We're looking forward to the end of the season now, just to running. Okay.